T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back. The Rob Brown Show is on your radio. This is ESPN Upstate. I am Rob Diesel, back at the helm with the buttons and the switches and the knobs and the levers and all the stuff that needs to happen to make the show go. Thank you very much for being a part of it. 844-477-3776. 844-GSP-ESPN is the number to get on the air with us. You can text us at 71307. 71307 is the text line. Tweet me at The Rob Brown Show, at The Rob Brown Show, at Diesel on Radio is Diesel's Twitter. And, of course, you can hit us all up at ESPN Upstate, at ESPN Upstate. So, I'm only going to throw this out there one more time. And it's because I don't want this to come across as a troll job. I don't want this to come across as an attack, because it's not. Those of you who have listened to the show know that it is not my style. I'm not the type of person who does troll radio. I can't stand it, as a matter of fact. It's not my bag, okay? This is a genuine question from somebody who is relatively new to the South Carolina market. You know, I'm 6 months in the bag at this point. My first football season here in the Upstate, here in the Gamecock footprint. I am asking you, are you done? Are you over it? Have you, and listen, I know, right? Like we, Diesel, and we've done this with basically every topic we've had. I have a habit, good, bad, ugly, or indifferent. I have a habit of comparing everything in sports back to real life examples, and traditionally into the examples of a relationship, right? Because it is mostly a universal experience. All of us have dated. All of us have gone through various stages and types of relationships. All of us have the story of every different type of relationship. And one of those types of relationships that I have had in the past, Diesel, is the type of the relationship where you are fully invested. You care. You are bending over backwards to make that relationship as good as you can. You are doing everything you can do for your partner. You are doing everything you can do for your significant other. You are doing the stuff that they want to do. You're going the places they want to go. You're eating at the restaurants that they want to eat at, even if that stuff isn't really your bag. You don't like antiquing, but she likes to go antiquing, so you give up a handful of days a year to go antiquing. He loves sports. You're not a huge sports fan, but once or twice a month, you suck it up and you go to the sports bar with him to have a couple of drinks so he can watch that football game on a Monday night that he really wants to watch. We've all been in that relationship before. South Carolina fans, the thing that happens in that relationship, and Diesel, I think you'll back me up on this probably. To me, what happens in that relationship is that after you have gone, I mean, you have just given it everything you've got. You've done stuff that you don't want to do. You've done stuff you don't like to do. You've bent over backwards. You've changed your own personal habits into habits that they have said that they want out of you. That's what you've done in this relationship. And after you do that for 6 weeks, 3 months, a year, 2 years, there's a day that you wake up and there's a day that you look and you go, no, I'm not putting it. I care. I want you to love me. I love you. I want this to get better. but I'm not putting in any more emotional investment into this because you are giving me nothing back. I am the one doing everything. I am the one changing everything. I am the one doing everything different that I've ever done it before for you, and you are not giving me anything in return to make this relationship worth. I am getting the feeling, Diesel, that South Carolina fans have hit that point. They feel like they have continued to invest in this program, that they have continued to give to this program, and the program is giving them nothing back in return. So South Carolina fans have just gotten to the point that they have woken up, they have looked over at the South Carolina program laying in bed with them, and they have hit the point where they have said, I can't give anymore, Diesel. I feel like that's where Gamecocks fans are, at least on the outside looking in. It feels like that is where Gamecock fans are right this second.
That's where Gamecock fans should be at this moment. However, some reason, granted, COVID aside, they somehow managed to fill up that stadium week in and week out. They still managed to have thousands of people not in the stadium, out in the parking lot, tailgating and watching games. They still have the people that I went and watched the game with Saturday night saying, okay, 2 weeks from now, whose house are we going to watch the game at? I don't get it. I don't get it. Like, I understand that fandom makes you do things that you probably wouldn't do, just like, you know, just like a 36, 24, 36, 22-year-old blonde is going to make you do things that you probably normally wouldn't do. I don't get it. Like, it's so ingrained in you to accept this that you just accept it. And you talk about those 5 years that you beat Clemson in a row, but then it's like, all right, that happened. How long ago was that? Those glory days are like almost a decade behind you. Like, at what point do you maybe look around and find somewhere where the grass is a little bit greener? And I know you don't abandon your team, man. You don't abandon them. Like, why are you holding on?
You know, it's so my last relationship was a lot like that, right? My last relationship was a lot like that. I moved to a place that I didn't want to move to because that's what this girl wanted. I stopped, you know, doing the stuff I like to do. I didn't watch as much sports because it was important to this girl that I spent more time with the family. I stopped wearing my, you know, my superhero T-shirts that I've always worn my whole life. I stopped being a lot of what I was. And then one day I woke up and I said, hey, look, I can't do this anymore. You have taken me away from my band. You've taken me away from my friends. I have made all these changes because I've wanted this relationship to be something that you wanted to invest more in, that you wanted to be more invested in, and you're giving me nothing back in return, and I'm done. I can't do it anymore. So either you're going to go back to being the person that I was or that you were when we started dating, or I'm going to have to go. And it was at that point she said, okay, well, this isn't working. We need to split up. And that's how I don't hold any ill will. That's kind of how the game gets worked. But yeah, you're right, Diesel. And I want to give South Carolina fans a lot of credit because the announcers went out of their way during that game on Saturday in the fourth quarter when it was a real tight game. There were a lot of question marks about it. That stadium sounded like a full stadium, right? The announcers actually said, guys, in a lot of these games, we've been using the virtual crowd noise, and we're not having to really do that tonight because the fans here are getting loud. At one point, they played Sandstorm, and they started scanning around the socially distanced crowd of around 20,000, and the noise was impressively loud for a 21% full stadium, right? And I have been told that no matter how bad the games are, the stadium still sounds like that. The stadium still has that level of that level of energy, that level of electricity all around it. That is how it works. That's awesome. That's impressive. That's the type of attitude that a program has to have from its fans if they want to be successful. And they got that out of South Carolina fans on Saturday night. I'm wondering if that L against Tennessee wasn't just kind of the last straw, right? If that wasn't the L that broke the camel's back, proverbially. I wonder if that's not the if that wasn't the game that South Carolina fans now say, no, I'm done, I'm out, I got nothing going. They've got a road game coming up, and then they're back home. They've got they got Florida coming up next. That one's going to be down in Gainesville. Two road games against Florida, and then on the road at Vandy, and then they're back against Auburn. And that's an L for South Carolina. But here's the thing: those are the games that a team with a top-tier, top-notch program shows up for. Those are the games that if you are a major fan base, if you are a fan base of a team that you believe is a truly successful program, that you show up for, because in the back of your head, there's just that little bit of optimism that says, hey, we can pull this upset. We can do this. We believe that we can get this dub. We can steal this dub away from Auburn. And if we steal this dub away from Auburn, this program's going to go a long way in the right direction, right? That is where I would think South Carolina fans mentally want to be at, right? That would be my assumption. But I don't feel as if South Carolina is in that mindset right now. I feel like South Carolina right this second is in a mindset of, it's hard for me to give anything back to this team. I don't want to text the Rob Brown Show and talk about it. I don't want to call the Rob Brown Show and talk about it. I don't want to go read blog posts. I don't want to do any of that. I can't invest anymore, right? And that's the big question, is can they invest anything in this program?
This text that just came in pretty much accurately, I think, sums it up. Would you like to read it, or should I?
Go ahead.
The Gamecock program has become the dead fish that gives you disappointing participation about 7 times a year, but also gives you that anniversary. Like that good. One time a year.
Yeah, that test continues. Gives you that anniversary, birthday, and Father's Day win every now and again that takes you back to what was good back in the day. At the end of the day, though, it seems difficult and expensive to really fix it, and you don't really know if the next one will be better. Yeah, I think we've all been there too, right? I think we've all been there. You get to that point where the relationship gets a little stale, the relationship gets a little boring, and then when things are getting difficult, when things are getting to feel like most of these days are letdowns, your significant other does something for you that brings you back to why you started going in the first place, right? They got that little surprise for you in the bedroom at night, or they bring you to that place where you had your first dinner date together and they recreate it, or they write that poem to you, or whatever the case is. But they give you just that briefest of reminders of why you were with them in the first place, why you jumped into that relationship in the first place. And when they do that, all of a sudden you go, oh yeah, that's why I fell in love with that person. And South Carolina may still very well do that. I mean, listen, you got to imagine, even if South Carolina fans have given up, right? Even if that game truly was the last straw for South Carolina fans, if they go out there, hypothetically, let's say they lose to Florida in the Swamp, they beat Vanderbilt as they better, and then they bring it back to Williams-Brice, and they knock – let's say they beat Auburn for the sake of this conversation. If they go out there, lose to Florida in a close one, if they beat Vandy, and then let's say they pull off the improbable upset against the Auburn Tigers – back in Williams-Brice on a Saturday night. Then all of a sudden, South Carolina fans are going to get that little spark of, oh, yeah, that's right. That's what this is about. That's why I'm a South Carolina fan. That's why I'm here. That's why I was a part of this from the beginning. And maybe it revamps it. But, Diesel, what if they lose to Florida and Auburn? Hell, what if they lose to Vanderbilt on the road? That's not a gimme game. Vandy, Derek Mason is coaching for his life. And if it wasn't for a very stupid mental mistake out of the Commodores on Saturday, Vanderbilt would have beat Texas A&M, a team that a lot of prognosticators thought was a top 25 team in Jimbo Fisher's Texas A&M Aggies, right? So Vanderbilt is a dumb personal foul on their head coach, who is now coaching for his life, away from being 1-0 over a top 25 team in Texas A&M. That game's not a gimme. If South Carolina pulls off the Vandy win, a Florida L, and an Auburn win, that might change the way that South Carolina fans feel. But will it?
Can I update you on the poll results?
Yes, please do.
So the poll at ESPN Upstate, South Carolina fans, would you rather never eat a sandwich with Duke's mayonnaise on it again or see Coach Boom finish out the season? And South Carolina fans love Duke's mayonnaise so much that 70% of our 27 votes thus far say they would rather see Coach Muschamp finish the season.
And based on...
they want their Duke's mayonnaise that badly.
Based on the responses that we got from the Duke's people last week, I'm 0% surprised by that, to tell you the truth.
Look, it's a facetious and silly question. Yes. But the fact of the matter is, we talked about mayonnaise for 10 minutes and got dozens of responses last week. We've talked about South Carolina football for going on 40 minutes, and one person has cared enough to text in and talk to us about it. One person has enough gumption, has enough fire in their belly to want to talk about South Carolina football. Everyone else has given up, and we don't understand it. I'm poking the bear. Rob's not willing to do that, but I will, because my name's not on the show. I will poke that bear. I just want you to call in and talk to us. But, like, there's just a whole lot of South Carolina fans who are just like, I don't even want to pick up the phone and talk about this train wreck. And that tells you everything you need to know.
So I put the same question up on – not that question, but I put the same take up on Facebook. I said this isn't a troll or an attack. If you've listened to my show for any length of time, you know that's not my style. This is a legitimate question to South Carolina fans. Are you done? Are you over it? And every market I've worked in, the day after a heartbreaking L like the one to Tennessee on Saturday, my phones and text line will be lit up with people diagnosing what went wrong, what they want to see changed. Today, I've gotten one text about South Carolina football, and it said, yeah, that's what I expect. So, South Carolina fans, are you done with football? Do you care? What do you want to see next from your team or program? And the responses that I've gotten so far are from James Perez, who said, I mean, how hard is it to get lucky twice every year when you have top five recruiting classes? Maybe South Carolina can move to the ACC and play Citadel and Wake Forest, LOL. Then Jared Luck responded and said, the last time South Carolina played Citadel, it was a loss for South Carolina. And Tanner Joy responded, probably wouldn't help them. South Carolina really isn't that good. Look, one of the most difficult parts about being in the SEC is what happens when you fall, right? Ask the Florida Gators, right? After Urban Meyer, took time off because of a heart issue, when he took off, they ended up with the Zook years. They ended up with the McElwain years. I mean, Florida was where South Carolina is right this second, but look at them now, right? Now they're a number three program in the country. The offense is absolutely rolling right now. They've got talented players all over the football field, and Florida's on their way after what I saw out of Georgia this weekend. It looks like Florida might be the favorite in the SEC Eastern Division at this point, unless Georgia pulls it all together. It is hard to bounce back from the bottom when you're an SEC program because the competition at the top is so damn stiff. But, man, Are you telling me the Gamecocks couldn't be doing better? 844 GSP ESPN 844-477-3776. Text me at 71307. 71307 is the text line. Let's take a real quick break. We'll come back here in just a minute. We'll start looking at some of the other football games from the weekend and where college football and the NFL stand after a few weeks in the book. The Rob Brown Show's on the radio. This is ESPN Upstate.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. The Rob Brown Show is on your radio. This is ESPN Upstate. Rob and Diesel with you on a Monday afternoon, talking about what went right and what went wrong during the college football weekend. We want you to be a part of the program at 844-477-3776. 844-GSP-ESPN. Text us at 71307. If you'd like to go in that direction, you're certainly welcome to as well. Mike has been kind enough to hang on the line, wants to talk a little Gamecock football. Mike, welcome to the show, man. It's great to have you on air. I appreciate it.
Pleasure. It wasn't like a heartbreaking loss. It was just upsetting, which is kind of like the state of our program right now. Like, it's, as you know, the first half offense, half of the first drive was bad, but we came out of the second half firing and scoring. It was an interesting, fun game. This is the upsetting part, is that despite everything at the end, we should have had a chance to the ball to make a drive at home to win the game. So despite everything that happened, we had a chance to win that game.
Yep.
So we just didn't, you know, we got cheated out of being able to watch that. That's what was upsetting. Like, I watched it with a group of Gamecock fans, and we were just upset that we didn't get to watch. That was taken away. That would have been great. You know, whether we got it or not, we were there with a place, you know, a chance to win at the end of the game. And it's like, I don't think Gamecock fans are, like, giving up or not invested. It's just like we're waiting. Like, we see good things. We have some good players. And we're just not there yet. It's just like we're just, like, stuck in the middle where you can see the good things happening, which makes you not want to just dump on everything. But you have these tough losses that do demoralize you a little bit, but not to the point where you think all is lost, because there's good things that happen, good players on the field and more good players in the pipeline, and we're heading in a good direction, but we just can't get over that hump yet.
You know, one of the things, Mike, that I was talking to people about on Saturday after the game was that I wonder how much different that game might be if South Carolina's running back stable is healthy, right? You had Marshawn Lloyd out with a knee injury. You lost some of your, actually most of your rushing production from last year as well. South Carolina was really working with a B-minus rush game compared to what's on the roster or was on the roster last year. And so when I look at this team and I look at the spots that they either lost players because of COVID, lost players due to injury like Marshawn Lloyd, it's something that you want to go, okay, maybe there's 7 points of difference on the bench there. due to injuries and COVID. Maybe there's 7 to 10 points worth of difference, which is enough to win that football game. I actually agree with you. I don't think South Carolina is as far off as some folks are making them sound to be. But at the same time, you know, it's the little mistakes, right? Like, you've got to have your players coached up better than to know that when the punt returner starts screaming, Peter, 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 you start running to the sidelines and get out of the way. That's an avoidable mistake of a turnover, right?
Yeah. I mean, it is, you know, it's a thing like that the position we didn't call a starter for was where we, like, I guess right guard or whatever, was where we had problems getting blown up and we couldn't run the ball the whole first half. And then, I don't know. It's upsetting. I wish we could do better, but we were right there, and you see players that can do it. You see good players on the field. That Jordan Burch guy is really good. The Taylor Luke Doty is really good. We should, you know, but we don't have, like you said, like a running back. We don't have that star player that can make a difference, like a difference maker. When we were really good, we always had a running back that could make plays or a quarterback that could run with the ball. And right now we have neither. And I just don't think we got to have one or the other or both.
Are you carving time out of your schedule for the Florida game and the Vanderbilt game upcoming?
Absolutely. I'm going to watch it, and I'm going to bet Mark and make money on it somehow. I don't know how. we almost beat them last year. And I'll say this, you know, I know I'm switching topics here, but, like, getting dumped on. Florida hadn't won a SEC championship. I got an 11-year-old, and he still ain't old enough to have seen Florida win an SEC championship. So we're going to be all right. We had them down what? We were up on 14 points last year. We'll play them good. I'll be there. I'll be watching.
Fair enough. Mike, appreciate it, man. Great to talk to you, partner. Thank you very much. 844-GSP, ESPN, 844-477-3776. And look, I mean, look, you saw some good things out of Shai Smith. You also saw, though, there was one point that I had a question. South Carolina's got an opportunity to get a lead going deep inside of Tennessee territory. It gets to be third and some change. They decide to throw the ball, and Shai Smith's not on the field. Your best player's not on the field. Now, the play before that, Shai Smith kind of popped off a little bit. Play before that, Shai Smith kind of had this spot where he did not – he got into a little verbal conversation with some volunteers, DBs, and with an official for just a little bit. And so I had a couple of South Carolina fans tell me that because he's such an emotional cat that he kind of got pulled out of the way so that he didn't jaw anymore and make it even more difficult to score. But, you know, that's a tough spot to be third and some change, decide to throw the ball and not have your game-breaking wide receiver on the field when it happens, right? Like, that's a big problem for me. Xavier Leggett did some stuff. Joyner did some stuff. I mean, even at the running back spot, Kevin Harris, Deshaun Fenwick, I mean, these guys are trying to pick up a load for a very injured running backfield for South Carolina, and it's not an easy premise. But Mike says he's still got optimism. Says he's still ready to go. Quick text before we take a break here in just a second. 844-GSP-ESPN to get on the air. 71307 is the text line. Start your text with ESPN. 71307. ESPN lifelong Gamecock fan. Gamecock fans aren't saying anything right now because we don't know what to say. Can't put the L solely on Cam Smith's mistakes. Shouldn't have been in the situation to depend on a final drive to try to tie. Saw some improvement in the team, but not enough yet. We needed this game to have a successful season. That's why it hurts. By Thursday, we'll be fired up to face the Gators. Not giving up by any means. I just don't really care to dissect the game. Really, really hope to see the improvement by this coming weekend. Not over the cliff yet, forever to thee. And that's from Jeff. Jeff, great text, man. And you know what, Diesel? I accept that, man. Sometimes there are points where you just don't know what to say. And I think it's understandable that Gamecock fans are there. I really do. To just not know what do you say next? What is the right thing to say in this situation? How do you handle this? What do you say? I think it's great to say we've seen some improvement. It's great to say we see some good things, but we also put ourselves in a situation that would be very difficult to walk out with a W and not really know how to. I think that's completely fair, Jeff. Appreciate that text. Quick break. We're back after this. My name is Rob Brown. I'm at Diesel's back in the network studio. This is the Rob Brown Show. This is ESPN Upstate.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back. The Rob Brown Show is on your radio. This is ESPN Upstate. 844-477-3776. 844-GSP-ESPN is the number. Getting some traction on the Facebook post asking about the South Carolina situation as it stands right now. A couple of responses that have come in so far. Steven Astenborski says, it's embarrassing with the improvements made to the facilities and the unique brand South Carolina has. They should be a perennial SEC contender. James Perez wrote in and said, this is definitely a troll. All y'all talk about is Clemson, end quote. And, of course, he got piled on by the Clemson fans, as they are wont to do. But, James, I would respond to you like this. And, Diesel, if at any point anything I am about to say is untrue, you be the ombudsman and call me on it. I am relatively sure that we just spent the better part of the last hour and a half asking South Carolina fans to be a part of the show, talking about the South Carolina fans, asking South Carolina, handing South Carolina fans the keys to the show, asking you to tell me your thoughts, what went right, what went wrong, what did you like, what didn't you like, etc. I got a hard time believing all we talk about is Clemson when I just spent an hour and a half all but begging South Carolina fans to call in and give me their input on this show.
Yeah.
Chris Langston wrote in and says, and yet nobody has actually answered his question yet. Yes, it is very frustrating to say after too many games, what if, ... So, yeah, you know, look, I think the frustration is there, right? I think the frustration is there. I understand why the frustration is there. And, again, my job is to come up with words, right? That's what I do. I literally get paid for words. And I have been in situations before where a football team has frustrated me so much that I just go, I don't have any words. I don't know what to say. I have no words for where this team stands right now. It's not easy. It's not easy. Jim Bowen, at Jim Bowen _SC. Jim Bowen writes into the show and says on Twitter, at ESPN Upstate, I've never been done with the football season this early in the year until now. Will I still watch? Yes. Am I looking forward to basketball season already? Yes. So he is saying he is going to watch the games, but he's not necessarily going to put his all into it. He's not going to invest any more this season. He is done with the season after 1L to Tennessee. I would say this, Diesel, from a neutral, independent, outside observer. Don't, all right? Don't completely give up, because there were some good things that came out of that South Carolina game against Tennessee. I thought there were a lot of corrections that got made from first half to second half that were very important. In fact, if you go back to our Facebook page, I put up a little halftime press conference where I talked a little bit about what I saw out of the first half of the game. And what I saw out of the first half of the game was an offensive line that was not really giving Colin Hill more than 2.5 to 3 seconds to throw the ball. And it is incredible, statistically speaking, it is incredible the difference in completion percentage between a quarterback who has 2.5 seconds to throw a ball on average and a quarterback has 3 to 3.5 seconds on average. In the first half, Colin Hill was getting 2.5 to 3 seconds to throw the ball. And while he was still finding places to foot the football, it effectively limited what routes could be run by guys like Shai Smith. Shai Smith is a top-tier SEC wide receiver, and you were limiting the routes that he was able to run. He was not really even able to get more than one move. He couldn't run a double move, right? He couldn't run. Shai Smith, and we saw it on that big touchdown run he had, a double move route where he was able to clear the cornerback to the inside of the field and keep the safety, keep himself between the sideline and the safety, and Colin Hill dropped a nice little ball to him. You've got to give a little bit more time, and if you are capable of giving just a little bit more time to let guys like Shai Smith run those double move patterns, run those crossing patterns where they're setting the rubs on defensive backs, etc., you are going to be able to create more opportunities for your offense. The second half, significantly better in that department. He was getting a little more time to throw the ball, looked to be a little more cut. And let's on top of all of that, let's keep in mind that while Colin Hill has been a starting quarterback for teams before, he is coming off of three ACL injuries, and this was his first game playing for South Carolina as game number one. I didn't expect the guy to go out there and add his name to the list of Heisman finalists. I wasn't expecting that out of him in game one. I thought he played well, and I thought the offense, after the first half, once they started to extend the amount of time that he had to get rid of the football, once they were able to start giving him a little bit more time, the pocket was setting up, the run game started to develop a little more. Once that happened, I thought this team looked significantly better in the second half. They showed improvement from first half to second half, and that goes a long way. Because if you show me that you can improve from the first half to the second half, then you show me that you can improve from the first game to the second game. I have said for years that one of the things about Nick Saban that I think he gets too much credit for, Nick Saban is not an outstanding in-game coach, okay? Nick Saban is not a guy who beats you by changing tactics and by changing strategy at halftime of a game. Nick Saban is the guy that beats you because his team was ready to play that game in March, in April, in May. That team was ready to beat you when they stepped on the field, which is why when he has gone up in some scenarios against guys like Dabo Swinney in the past, when he has gone up against other top-tier coaches, they have been able to out-tactic him on the field of play. If you can make those in-game adjustments and you can change that strategy as the game is ongoing, that shows me that you can improve from game one to game two. And I saw that out of South Carolina. Little things got better between the first half and the second half. And if those little things got better from the first half to the second half, then they can get better from game one to game two. Don't walk away just yet. Nobody expected this team to be a 7-win team this year. Nobody expected this team to be a top 25 team this year. You expected to come into the season and see growth and nothing else. You expected to see growth. It was a little step. It was a couple of little steps. But we saw those little steps on the football field on Saturday evening, and that goes a long way. Quick break. We wrap up hour number two next on the Rob Brown Show. This is ESPN Upstate. Wrapping up our numero dos of the Rob Brown Show right here on ESPN Upstate, 844-477-3776, 844-GSP-ESPN. Text us, 71307 is your text line, 71307. If you want to text the show, now is the perfect opportunity to do so. Look, here's the final thing, and in the next hour we will get away from South Carolina football and get to the rest of college NFL football. We got to talk some combat sports as UFC had a big fight this weekend. We are going to talk about, and of course last night WWE's Clash of Champions went down. So all that and more is coming up in the next segment of the show. Next hour of the show, excuse me. Here's the last thing I'll say about South Carolina football. Don't walk away from that game entirely disheartened, okay? Don't walk away from that game entirely disheartened, and here's why. South Carolina had a genuine opportunity to make something happen in that last drive. And had that not gone down the way that it did, had that punt not been oopsed by the South Carolina return team, then South Carolina's got an opportunity to drive down, tie that game, and create some heroics. And if it does go down that way, if it does happen that way, then we're having a radically different conversation this morning, right? If South Carolina is able to field that punt, go down there, drive down, tie that game up, we are having a radically different conversation this morning. We're talking about how Coach Boom made those second half adjustments. We're talking about how the offense got a little bit more in sync in the second half. We're talking about those little changes getting made. It was an unfortunate play, and unfortunately, even the best teams in football are sometimes going to have those moments that you just sit back and go, well, I'll be damned. What are you going to do about it? How does that play out the way it's played out, right? We are having a fundamentally different conversation if that punt doesn't get touched. And that's it. That's the difference of the ballgame. Now, I'm saying South Carolina would have gone down and scored. I'm saying that they had been offensively moving the football, and they gave themselves a chance, which in that game is about the most that you could ask for, right? Give yourself a chance to go win a tough game. One of the things that I don't want to underplay here, this was not a game that was a guaranteed dub that South Carolina flubbed and gave it away. This was not a game that was a, obviously, South Carolina's going to win this game. This was a tough game against another opponent right there on that same tier of squads with a head coach that was coaching for his life. And the only difference was one little special teams miscue. It's unfortunate, but it's not the end of the season. College football coming up next. We got plenty more. It's the Rob Brown Show on ESPN Upstate.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.